This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Three words, people. Three little words. Commercial real estate. Building owners and banks and leasing agents and just about everybody involved in CRE, as it's known, offices in this case, to be specific, is asking themselves some version of the same question these days. How bad do we think it's going to get? Possibly pretty bad. The research group Capital Economics says that by 2025, office real estate values nationally will have dropped 35% from pre-pandemic levels and won't touch where they were in the before times again until 2040. That means bargains are coming for some tenants and pain is coming for plenty of others who aren't tenants. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Stephen McDonald's law firm rents about 4,700 square feet in the Flood Building, a historic office high-rise in San Francisco. He comes in every day, but his 14-person staff is hybrid. The lease expires in about a month, and his landlord really wants him to stay.
Everything is dropped. First time I've been there, I think 35 years. First time the rent has ever come down.
McDonald says it's hard to pass on the roughly 20% price cut being dangled in front of him, but
what it actually leads in my brain to is looking at other opportunities, and I'm waiting for it to soften further, and then we might say, oh my goodness, we could be in that building.
San Francisco has the most ghosted office buildings. Tech jobs that can be done basically anywhere and a severe homelessness problem has sent the overall vacancy rate to nearly 30%, an all-time high. But the story isn't that much better in other cities, especially for older office space, says economist Kieran Raichura with Capital Economics.
Unless you've got like one of the newest, shiniest buildings that has been built in the last 10 to 20 years, then pretty much everything else, even if it's good quality, is going to suffer quite badly.
That's suffering for the owners of those not-so-shiny buildings, but also for regional banks, a common source of office building mortgages. For now, loan delinquency rates are just slightly above historic norms. Landlords are getting creative, for example, adding a second floor of retail in mixed-use buildings. But Matt Anderson at the commercial loan data company TREP says he expects late payments to eventually hit highs not seen since the Great Recession.
It's like you're in a hot air balloon and you've got a gradual leak. I mean, hopefully for the market, that's how it turns out as opposed to a crash.
Which is what Jay Powell worries about when he stares outside his office window. Or does he work from home too? I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.